Saugus High girls basketball coach Mark Schwerender is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Mark, first up, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Well, Mark, you know, you guys will not be playing until Friday. You've got a bye in the first round, as does your opponent, Archbishop Williams, but you'll be playing there on Friday. It looks like a 4:30 game as of now, but I guess tell me about that matchup. I mean, hitting a road for a Catholic Central League team, not the best scenario, I wouldn't think.
No, it's not. But luckily, I don't know if it's luckily, but last year we did the same thing. And a lot of the players that were on that team are back this year. So they at least have that experience, which I think is invaluable in the playoffs. It's just a matter of, I've always found nerves to be such a big factor in the first quarter. And sometimes, like, kids just don't play like themselves early in the game. So the fact that we've had that game last year, we played at Bishop Stang on the road, at least kids know what to expect going in. So it'll be a hard game. You know, they're in a great conference, they're a great team, and we'll have to prepare for that this week. But I'm confident that our team is going to be ready. I'm confident that they are going to be extremely hardworking in that game and do everything they can to help our team.
What do you know about Archbishop Williams? Size, speed, combination, what do they have?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. They have some really good shooters. They're a deep team. They play, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 kids, from what I could tell. I've seen them only a little bit, just on tape, you know, yesterday. But, you know, it seems like they can get scoring from a lot of different places. They're a very good passing team. They have a way above average size. You know, they have a guard that seems to be, you know, I'm watching on film, but she seems to be like 6 feet tall. You know, so I think that they're going to present a lot of challenges to us matchup-wise, but, you know, again, I'm confident in our team. I think that we can also, you know, counter that with some matchup problems of our own for them. And it should be a really good game. You know, they do well defensively. It seems like they're a very disciplined team. They run well. You know, we're going to have to make sure that we make every possession count against a team like that, kind of a central team like you talked about. You know, they're certainly going to be very good fundamentally, and so we got to respond and make sure that we limit our mistakes.
Mark, of course, Saugus playing in the D3 state tournament. Do you have any observations on any of the other, say, Northeastern Conference teams, you know, in three or outside of Division III and their matchups? Any perspective on that?
So, interestingly, Marblehead and Masconomet are playing each other, and that's the second straight time that that's happened. So they're playing each other in Division II. I think they're like a 25 seed and a 40 seed, something like that. So obviously two teams that know each other very well. They played each other twice in the regular season. I know Marblehead played them pretty close the second time that they played each other. You know, but when you play a team a third time, there's that old cliche in sports, it's tough to beat a team three times. And Masco's already won twice, but I think Masco will be in good position. They played Peabody three times this year, and they beat Peabody. It took them the third try. Yeah. So I think that Masco will not take that for granted, the fact that they've won two games already. In Division I, Peabody is playing as a 30 seed in the prelim game, and they're going to be at home. So hopefully they can pull that one out. And if they were able to win, they'd play Woburn, which would be a really cool game to see. A lot of great athletes on Woburn and a lot of great athletes on Peabody. And then I know in Division IV, Winthrop, they have a home game, and they are opening up against, who are they opening up against? It escapes me. I think Monomoy, and I don't know anything about that team, but I know Winthrop has had a very challenging schedule this year, and that's part of the reason why they have a home game. I think that the new system rewarded them for the challenging schedule that they played, and so, you know, hopefully they can pull that one out, and then they'll play Cohasset, I think, in the next round if the seeding holds up.
You know, I'm just thinking of the you mentioned the Marblehead Masconomet girls game, and I'm, you know, the back of my head, I'm thinking that Masco's finished the year pretty strong, but maybe the game that I'm thinking of is what you mentioned, that third game against Peabody this year in the tournament, in the whatever that tournament was they were in, but they beat them in that game. So obviously that's impressive and a nice win for them, but it seems like they are playing pretty well coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, and they, after that game, I think they had North Andover. And North Andover is just a terrific team. We're going to scrimmage them tomorrow, actually. North Andover is D1, and they're, I think, like a top 10 seed in D1. So, you know, they didn't win against North Andover, but I think playing that caliber of team heading into the tournament, that, you know, will only make you sharp. But the last thing you want to do is play a team where you're winning by, you know, double digits or something like that, and you're going feeling good about yourself, but maybe the level of competition wasn't great. And so that's what, you know, Masco did. And like I said, we're going to scrimmage that same North Andover team, and Wakefield as well tomorrow. It'll be like a tri-scrimmage. And today we did a joint practice with Pawtucket. So seeing a lot of good teams right now, just to try to get ready for, obviously, another great team on Friday with Archbishop.
Well, it sounds like you're hanging around with some pretty good programs, Mark.
Right. It's a matter of we got to compete with them, obviously. But, you know, it's one of those things, iron sharpens iron, right? And we think that by playing these teams, we're going to be in a better position than we would otherwise.
Hey, I got to ask you about one other team here. And, you know, when I talked to Tom Sawyer, the coach at Lynn Classical, after his 200th win and after their 20-0 record to close out the regular season, albeit against Saugus High School here, but their power ranking is terrible from being in Division One. I would consider it terrible being a 20-0 team at 36. In other words, Waltham, the team one place ahead of them at 35, is 10-10 on the year. But how about some reaction to that? I get it, you know, I understand, but what is your take on that?
Yeah, it's hard. I think that they've had a great season, and their seniors, I have all the respect in the world for their hard work, for not just this year, but we've played them for several years going into the past now, and they've done a tremendous job. It's a hard thing. I guess the other conferences, you mentioned the Catholic Central League and Merrimack Valley League, those conferences, according to those power rankings, are better than our league, the NEC, or the league that Classic comes from, the Greater Boston League. So it's hard. You know, they went out, and I thought they scheduled good non-conference teams. Triton had a pretty good year last year. We were a tournament team last year, so they scheduled some teams out of conference, and unfortunately it didn't really boost their rating all that much. It's unfortunate, because I think that you can't control your league opponents to a degree. And their league opponents, unfortunately, they didn't bring up their ranking all that much. You know, but I think that regardless of all that, Tom always does a really good job of isolating circumstances and saying, you know what, let's focus on us. Let's focus on what we can do to reach our potential here. I think they'll be ready to go for their game. It's going to be early next week, because I know it's a prelim. But they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no, I'm not disparaging the power rankings at this point. I'm really not doing that, because I do think, you know, leagues are different. You know, they clearly are, and in fact, if you look at Division One, Peabody, the winner of the Northeastern Conference, they're ranked number 30, 16-4 on their season, but number 30 in Division One, really just six ticks ahead of Classical, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Division One is obviously a lot more powerful than our division, Division Three, and a lot of it too is those teams at the upper echelon, they face each other a lot, and so that's naturally going to bring up their power rankings. The one thing I will say is last year it seemed like, for the most part, the rankings held true as far as who made it to the final four or the final eight, and so I think that the power rankings, I found them to be relatively valid as far as that goes, and there seem to be less upsets than there would have been with the old system, which is just based purely on winning percentage.
No, and I don't disagree with you at all on that either. The other thing too is, when you think about it, you know, Peabody is a Division One team, but there are not a lot of other Division One teams in the Northeastern Conference. Right. So you know, that's one factor right there, and so. But there are many other factors, but you're right. Well, Mark, anything else you want to share with me about your Saugus team as, you head into the tournament game on Friday?
Yeah, I like the way we played today. I like the way we're playing lately. I think we're getting contributions from a variety of kids. Certainly, Ashleen Escobar and Peyton DiBiasio have had tremendous seasons, and I think they're worthy of at least consideration for all-star teams in the NEC and all-league. But we're also getting great contributions from our captains, Ashley Moore and Jessica Bremberg. And we've had a variety of kids step up off the bench for us. So it's one of those things going into Archie Bishop Williams. We've said it all year. We don't know what kid will step up for us, but I'm confident that we can get somebody to play really above their norm. And whether that's Maddie Femino, Madison Bott, or somebody else in a Silva, it could be anybody. But I really feel confident in their ability to do things that maybe they don't typically do in a game and step up in a big moment.
Mark, sounds great. Mark, thank you for your time, and good luck to you and the team once the ball goes up in the air and the game begins for you guys later this week.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Yeah, take care. Mark Surrender, girls basketball coach, Saugus High School, here on MSO, newsports.com.